Revelation chapter number 1 tonight. Be turning there. Revelation chapter number 1. Amen. Boy, if you're glad to be saved, somebody shout glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, if you ain't happy about it, how many knows you need to get back in the altar until you get happy about it? Amen. I'll tell you, I am glad to be saved. Hallelujah. I mean that. And I don't know. This world has a lot of things to offer, but I'm going to tell you, it does not compare to what awaits us on the other side. Amen. I'm telling you, I thank God tonight. Revelation chapter number 1 tonight. Jot down the verse number 9. Amen. John here, look what he says. He says, I, John, who also am your brother and companion, what's your Bible say? In tribulation.
Yeah.
Oh, praise the Lord. Yeah. I'll be honest, Brother Romans, I don't like that word much. No. I really don't. But it's in there.
It's in there.
But John said, I am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ. Notice, he says, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God.
Yes.
And for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen.
I want y'all to understand why he's here. He's here because of the word of God.
Right.
He's here because he's preached Jesus.
Right.
Amen. And he has a testimony.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. Of who God is.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's on the Isle of Patmos, which is a place that they put him to shut him up, to kill him. How many knows you can't shut somebody up if they got it on the inside? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, now watch right here. He says in verse number 10 right here, he says, I was in the Spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. On the Lord's day, hallelujah, and heard behind me a great voice as a trumpet. Y'all catch this in just a minute here. John is on the Isle of Patmos for the word of the Lord, for the testimony of Jesus Christ. He's been abandoned there to be put there. He's alone, amen. But how many knows you? You're not alone when the Father, Son, Holy Ghost shows up there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. John begins to tell us, I got in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Hallelujah. I just want to talk a few minutes tonight on get in the Spirit.
Yes.
How many believes that we can still get in the Spirit?
Well, let me say it one more time. How many believes we can still get in the Spirit?
Right.
How many knows we need to still get in the Spirit? How many knows if we don't get in the Spirit, I'm going to tell you, we're going to be a mess. I'm telling you, listen, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard a voice behind me, amen, as of a trumpet, praise the Lord. He said it like this. He said, I am Alpha and I am Omega. I'm the beginning, I'm the end.
Yeah.
He said, I'm the first and last. He said, what thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. How many knows you can still get a word from God even when you're in the valley?
Yeah.
Even when you're in the battle of your life. Even when you feel down and discouraged, you can still get in the Spirit on the Lord's day. My John was there alone on that island. Some commentators stated like this. They said he was tarred and feathered, boiled, whatever. Amen. I don't know. But listen. Amen. He could not shut him up because there was something on the inside of John. In spite of what was going on, it didn't matter where they had placed him. They didn't want to hear that word no more. But John did not let it affect his worship. Amen. And his love for God. Hallelujah. John knew that even though he couldn't be in the church house, he knew there's a church house inside of him. And he began to praise God right in the middle on Patmos. Hallelujah. Amen. He got to praising God. He got to thanking God. Hallelujah. Can I say it like this? It was the Lord's day, and John had a practice. I'm going to magnify God. Amen. Listen, we cannot afford to let our circumstances, amen, deter us from getting in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Although he's not in church, maybe like we are here tonight, He was in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. He began to worship God. He began to magnify the Lord anyhow. In spite of the circumstance, in spite of the ridicule, in spite of the abandonment of men, he began to magnify God. Amen. One man said, the ideal of a trumpet is that of authority, of an overpowering and commanding voice. John said, I heard a voice behind me. I heard a voice like a trumpet. Man, when's the last time you heard a voice in your prayer room? When's the last time you heard that voice like a trumpet? I tell you, John was on the Isle of Patmos, and he heard that heavenly voice. I want to tell somebody, you can still get in the presence of God. Amen. In the middle of turmoil, in the middle, I praise the Lord. John was on the Isle of Patmos, but yet John was in the spirit. He was in the fetters of Rome, but he was also at the feet of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He was not only witnessing, but he was worshiping. I got in the spirit on the Lord's day. He had a human environment, but friend, he also had a heavenly environment. I said he got lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. I said he got in the spirit in the midst of persecution.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Well, I love to tell you tonight that there's no such thing as tribulation and persecution, but I'll be lying to you. Oh, praise the Lord. I love to tell you that just when I love to tell you, ever since I've been saved, I've never had a fight a battle, never been talked about, never been done wrong, but I'll be lying to you.
Yeah.
Amen. We've all probably had opportunities to just have a pity party, throw in the towel and say, well, it just ain't working. Come on now. The devil's gave you more doors, amen, to walk out of. Come on now. But I'm going to tell you, I ain't got time to listen to the devil. I'm telling you, listen, the older I get, amen, the more I realize this world is not my home. I'm only passing through. People are going to do me wrong. Amen. This world's got a lot of things going that aren't right, but I got a heavenly hope, and I've got a Savior, amen, that's coming one of these days. And John realized, you may put me on Patmos, but I ain't gonna let Patmos get in me. And he got the praising God. I said he got the worshiping God, and he got the feeling the power of God, and God got the talking to John while he was on the aisle. You can still, amen, get in the spirit. In spite of heartache, in spite of failure, in spite of weakness, you can still get in the spirit and presence of God. A Christian was once asked, he said, if you're going to heaven, he said, are you going to heaven? And the Christian replied, he said, well, I live there. Well, it didn't really make sense to the guy who asked him. He was like, no, you live here. He said, no, I live there.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
A workman had a little store in which he cobbled shoes, and he also had an apartment upstairs above his shop. And someone asked him about the situation. He said, well, I work down here, but I live up there.
Yeah.
That's what John was saying. That's what John had learned. I live down here, but I live up there. He understood that you can live a life in the spirit. Hallelujah. He understood that you can live a life of instinctive worship. Hallelujah. He understood that also, although I live in an earthly environment, that we can create an environment of heavenly worship that, oh hallelujah, that can catapult us higher. Amen. When you look at that word in the spirit, it simply means that Christ put John in a trance, or simply John got lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And when he got in the Spirit of God, it lifted his mind and his spirit above this world. I said it lifted his mind and his spirit above the pain that he was in. I said it lifted his spirit above the abandonment of men, above the current surroundings, and it put him in the very presence of God. I want to tell you, you can still get in the spirit and get above you. Oh, hallelujah. I said it can take you higher than what's going on around you. But I'm telling somebody, I'd like to get in the spirit, wouldn't you? I'd like to get my God. Brother, I'm going to tell you right here tonight. Amen. We hold on to hope. hope, because we know that we can still tap into that heavenly. Brother, it takes one moment. It takes one touch. It takes one service. It takes one, my God of heaven. Brother, I'm telling you, you'll never know. Well, God might move in this place tonight, in your situation. I said, we got to get in the spirit. I said, we got to get back in the spirit. Amen of the Lord.
Hey, I remember my dad. There was a time in his life when he was going through a great battle. And I remember I would hear him through the vents and the floor. He would pray. He'd get in the spirit. He'd start speaking in tongues, man. The Holy Ghost got to move, and we hear him. I remember, you know, I knew when he was praying like that, that his heart was troubled, but the Lord was helping him. Amen. And I remember one time he said he used to go to church an hour before church and an hour after church. Before work, he'd go an hour. All the way home, he'd stop and go an hour. And he said he got down there praying one night. And he said, I just remember these stories here and there. He said, I was at that altar praying. He said, now the Holy Ghost. He said, I got in the presence of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost was moving on me. Amen. I was the only one in there. He said, I opened my eyes at one point. He said, there was a man sitting on the pulpit, a gray-headed man. He said, I don't know. He said, but when I was praying in the Holy Ghost. He said, and I saw that man throwing tablets in my mouth. I'm telling you, he said, it scared me to death. But I'll tell you what it was. God was feeding him. I said, God was showing him what he was doing for him. I want you to know, it don't matter what you might feel the Holy Ghost right here. I don't care what you're battling. I don't care what kind of mind battle you're having. I don't care what the devil's telling you. I want you to know that if you can get in the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, God can take you higher than this. I said, God can get you through this. I said, hallelujah. Amen. John said, I got in the Spirit on the Lord's day. The devil tried to shut him up. The devil tried to end his life. But John got in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I said, and he heard a voice like a trumpet. And he heard the Lord say, I'm the beginning, the end. Can I say it like that? Hey, I'm in the beginning. And he's letting John know, I was with you when you started. And I'll be with you when it ends. I'm the first and the last. I'm telling somebody, you need to realize tonight that God's with you.
Woo, glory to God. Well, I wish I could help you right here. Man, I'm telling you, the Lord's not somebody that's going to walk off and leave you in the middle of the battle.
You're right.
You hear me?
Come on.
He started it with you. He'll end it with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo. Brother Tommy, I've had a lot of people run. I've had a lot of people say, you know, I'm your friend. Then you turn around and you wonder where they're at. I'm going to tell you something about the Lord. He's a friend.
Amen.
He does stick closer than a brother.
Yes.
He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll go with you all the way. Aren't you glad for that kind of God?
Yes.
I said, aren't you glad for that kind of God tonight? Brother Troy, amen. When we feel like nobody else understands, he does. When we feel like, Lord, how am I going to get from here to there? He knows how he's going to get you from here to there. I'm going to tell you, but if we could just get back in the spirit, if we could just get back in this presence, I'll tell you what'll happen. He'll take you higher, amen, than what you're being fought with.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm trying to hurry.
Oh,
glory to God. You know, while John got in the spirit, God began to show John some things.
Come on, man.
All this is happening in a time of trial in his life.
Right.
He got in the spirit of him. And God began to show him some heavenly things. Oh, praise the Lord.
Come on.
You get down to chapter 20, Revelation. He said it like this. He said, I saw an angel come down from heaven.
Yeah, come on.
Don't everybody run at once, but hang on. He said, I saw an angel come down from heaven.
Oh.
Having the key of the bottomless pit.
Yeah.
And a great chain.
Hallelujah.
God began to show John some things. That old accuser of the brethren,
amen.
I'm going to tell you, listen, he's not who you think he is.
Come on.
Come on.
I know he seems big and bad. But I'm going to tell you something. He only does what God allows him to do. Let me just give you that one more time. Satan is limited on what he's able to do. He may, well, praise the Lord, he may try to convince us that he's all powerful. I'm going to remind us tonight, he's not all powerful.
No, right.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hang on a second. I only count one angel coming down from heaven.
Right.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. Well, you might get this about 2:30 in the morning. That's all right.
Come on.
I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Yeah. And the Bible said he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent. Who's that? Well, the Bible just clarifies it. You ready? Amen. Which is the devil? Hallelujah. I said he laid hold on him. I said he bound him up. Amen. I'm telling you, and he cast him down to the bottomless pit. I want to tell somebody, John got in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and John saw what was going to happen after a while. Brother, weeping may endure for the night, but joy's going to come in the morning. I said, don't try to stop me. I said, don't try to block me. I'm getting on out of here. I said, and while I wait, I'm going to give him the Spirit. I said, and while I go through the battle, I'm going to give him the Spirit. And while I'm on, listen, I'm going to use my imagination. I'd say old John was having a shouting fit. I know the Bible won't say it, Brother Vernon, but I believe old John got lost in the presence. He might have had him a little, hey man, I'm telling you, hey, I'll tell you what, I just know how I get to feeling when I get to feeling the presence of God. And I'm telling you, it's hard to hold it back. And I'll tell you what, hey man, John saw that angel. I said, bind that devil, that old dragon. I'm going to tell somebody tonight, it ain't always going to be this way. I said, it ain't always going to be this way. I said, we got to hold tonight of a lamb that's better. We got hope that the soul is God. And I'm glad to know tonight that God's going to bring us through. I said, I want to get in the Spirit. What are you doing, John? Oh, hallelujah. I'm in the Spirit.
Praise God.
Well, I wish I knew all that song. That old song says, if I told you I saw something that no one else could see, if I told you that the angels had been talking with me, would you merely think me crazy or my senses I had lost? No, I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. I wonder what would happen tonight if we could just tap into it. Get lost in the presence for the day. I'll tell you what happens. That old burden rolls away. All of a sudden you feel light as a feather again. How's that work? I can't explain it all, but all I know is how it happens. When God touches you, you feel like you can just fly around this room. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anybody ever had God touch you?
Yeah.
Anybody ever left the service, he's, whoo, now, Lord, feel good. Yeah. Anybody ever just left the service, feel like you can take on every devil in hell? Yeah. We've been there a few times, but it feels good.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
That's what we need, Brother Romans.
Yes.
We need every day, we need to feel his touch. We need to get in the Spirit.
Yes.
We need to feel the power of God.
Yes.
Church, listen. We're fighting a real devil, but we're serving a real God. You
that's
hear me?
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, I'm about ready to put you a new door in here. Where you want it? I'm telling you, I'm glad for the hope I got tonight. Brother Nathan, you ought to be weeping and crying. Listen, I'm telling you, we've done a little bit of that, and it's sad to lose our loved ones, but it's a whole lot better when you know where they went on to be. I'm telling you, listen to me tonight. How many knows, hey man, this thing's winding up, and I want to be on the first trip out of here. I said, hey, and while I'm here in this whole world, I'd like to get lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. I'd like to get in the place, amen, where the power of God's moving one more time. Where he lifts my heart, where he lifts my feet, where my hands, your eyes. Hallelujah. I said, somebody, I've got up here and prayed while they're
testimonies here a little while ago. It just came to me. Amen. Sometimes we need to praise God in advance.
That's right, brother. Yeah.
Sometimes we just need to go ahead and praise God in advance.
Yeah.
Too many times we wait for God to move to praise Him.
Yeah.
You know what John was doing? He was worshiping God in advance.
Come on, brother.
God hadn't even spoke to him yet. God hadn't done nothing yet. And John just got in the spirit.
Right.
Because John started doing something to get in the spirit.
You're right. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. And the devil says, oh, you don't really thank him. Look where you're at, John. Oh, come on, John. You didn't mean that one. How can you say hallelujah when you're looking like this and feeling like this? Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Let me just be real with you.
Come on.
I ain't always felt like saying hallelujah and thank you, Jesus, every time I said it.
No. Yeah.
But I said it in spite of. I said it anyhow. Because I knew the devil would love to work and get my lips strapped and stapled shut. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, there's been times I've just grabbed me a tambourine and I'll just go, oh, hallelujah. Let me tell y'all something about worship. Worship works.
Amen.
It does. I'm telling you, I ain't always felt like it. But I'll tell you what has happened. Almost every time I did start thanking God and praising God on my Patmos, somewhere in the middle of it, something started changing. My hallelujah started changing. My worship began to change. I'm telling you, my emotions began to move and stir. Why? Because we create an atmosphere that the Lord begins to abide in. And I believe that's what John was doing. He got in the spirit on the Lord's day in spite of everything that's going on. And he created an atmosphere where God came and began to speak to him.
Yes.
How many love God to speak to you tonight?
Thank you.
I mean, how many would really love God to just come down where you're at tonight and just minister to your heart? He'd like to do it. He'd love to do it. Maybe God's just waiting on somebody to just begin to worship Him on their Patmos tonight. Lord, I haven't felt you in quite a while like I want to, but I'm going to praise you anyhow.
Praise the Lord.
I believe that God can show us some things. I said, I believe God's wanting to show us some things. Oh, hallelujah. I need somebody to get ready to get me a song. Or if that song's up here in one of these books, Lost in the Presence of the Holy Ghost, I wouldn't mind finding a verse or two of that. I'm going to tell you, Brother Vernon, I almost didn't know if I was going to come. I kept feeling something in my heart.
Come on.
So I just said, come on.
I ain't nothing, Brother Roman.
I paid my heart. I sure tried my best. If I could help somebody, one person. Sometimes we're tired body. Sometimes we're tired.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I feel like God wants somebody to know tonight. You might be on Patmos, but you ain't got to let Patmos get in you.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
You might be on Patmos, but God can still talk to you on Patmos.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
John said, I not only saw an angel come down from heaven and bind the devil, he said, but I saw a new heaven. And I saw a new earth.
Yes.
I saw it 1,500 miles long, 1,500 miles square. I saw it. I saw New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. John got a glimpse of what heaven was going to be like. He got a glimpse of that New Jerusalem. I'm telling you, church, listen. This is what we're striving for.
Yes, it is.
This is what we're... Oh, hallelujah. We ain't got there yet. But this is where we're heading.
I'm trying to calm down here.
Glory to God. I watched that lady one night, had a walker kind of like something like that, and it might not have had the four wheels, but I'm telling you, she come down the aisle. She's getting her walk. She come down the aisle. And her daughter grabbed her and started walking with her. She's afraid mama would fall. And I tell you what,
She got up that front pew, and then all of a sudden she locked in on that thing, held on tight, and the Holy Ghost started shouting her. Woo, glory to God. Yeah. I'll tell you, she got the spirit. I'm telling you, that little walker went one way. And I'll tell you, when the Holy Ghost got on her, listen to me.
When the Holy Ghost got on her.
Come on.
She didn't need that walker to hold on to.
Come on, that's right.
The Spirit got on her.
Yeah.
Y'all still believe in that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Y'all believe the Spirit can get on you? Yeah. And the Spirit can hold you up, man, I'm telling you. That's just how it did that night. And she got to shouting. Hallelujah. I mean, I'll tell you, the Lord got to shouting her.
I thought, thank my Lord, have mercy.
But listen to me. When the Spirit of God gets on you.
Yes.
He has a way of doing stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
After this spirit wore off, she grabbed back on me.
Come on.
Walked on back to the pew.
Yep. I won't tell you, but when she was in the spirit, it just changed everything.
Mm. I won't tell you.
I felt like telling somebody, all you need tonight is to get back in the spirit.
Oh,
it can take you higher.
Yeah.
Than what you're facing. Oh, it can take you above. The attack in your mind. The attack in your body.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
The Spirit of the Lord, when He comes in, He knows how to lift us up. He knows how to put a pep back in our step.
Yes.
He knows how to. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, man, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I'll tell you, when the Holy Ghost gets moving just right, I'll tell you what He'll do. He'll stir our heart.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He'll move. I'm telling you, it's like fresh rain. It's fresh oil that begins to pour into us. Hallelujah. I'm looking for somebody to leave here tonight with a fresh dose of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
A fresh touch. Amen. Would you stand if you're able tonight? Amen. If you're able to stand, that's amen. But listen, there it is. Amen, there it is. Said, if you tried to tell me something that I haven't understood, if you think I'm too heavenly minded to be any earthly good, if you're scared of old time religion, you better not get too close, because I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost.
Right, right.
If you think I'm out of order because I can't keep in my seat, if you think it's blasphemy because there's dancing in my feet, I can hardly hear you talking, I'm not listening very close because I'm just lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. I tell you, somebody tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost. I tell somebody tonight, hey man, you need to get in the spirit one more time. You need to throw your hands up one more time. You need to begin to worship God one more time and let God massage that heart, and let God massage your spirit, and let God touch your mind. I said He'll pick you up, He'll give you a He'll give you a vision, He'll give you amen, to touch your heart needs in this house tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I tell you what happened. I tell you, I wonder what would happen if somebody just said, shut up, devil. You lied to me long enough. Shut up, devil. Hey. The devil said, you better not step out of that pew. The devil said, you better not lift that hand. Shut up, devil. I didn't come tonight to stay in my pew. I didn't come tonight to leave the way I came. But I came to get in the presence. I came to get in the spirit. I want the Lord to know, amen, that I'm in love with Him. Hallelujah. I'm telling somebody, amen, you need today. Let God know, Lord, I may be on Patmos, but I'm not going to let Patmos get me. I'm coming out with a hallelujah. I'm coming out with a glory. I'm coming out with a thank you, Jesus. I'm coming out with a pep in my step. I'm coming out of this thing because I know you're going to move, and I know you're going to work. I wish somebody shout glory in this house tonight. I wish somebody bring God in this house. I wish somebody rebuke the devil in this house tonight. I wish somebody clap her hand. I wish somebody raise her voice and let the Holy Ghost help us right here. If you're in this house tonight and you've been fighting a battle, I want you to step up in this front altar tonight. I want you to begin to slip your heart. That's all right. Come on, if the devil's been on your trail.
Come on, yes.
Come on now. If you feel like you've been on Patmos, I want you to step out of that pew tonight. I want us to gather in these altars. I want us to believe God tonight.
Yes, God.
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I'm going to tell y'all something. It don't take God 20 years. He don't have that. You hear me? God can do what he desires to do. It's not in my power. It's in his power. I'm going to tell you, God's able. Anybody still believe that?
Right.
I'm going to tell you. I can't do the healing, but he can. But I tell you what the devil's tried to do. He's tried to discourage us from speaking faith. He's tried to discourage us from standing and holding on to the word of God. But I rebuke that lie. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I tell you, somebody needs to realize that if we could get in the spirit tonight, it's untelling what God might do in this house. I said, there's one. Is there another in this house? Let us step into this altar. Amen. And say, God. Amen. I need you in my Patmos. I need you in my dilemma. Lord, I need to feel your touch. I need to feel your presence. I need you to touch my mind. But Lord, while I'm waiting on your touch, I'm going to magnify you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to lift your name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. 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 It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord, he changes not. Lord, I can't, but I know you can. Lord, you've been a friend, and Lord, you've been my help. You've been a refuge, and Lord, I hold on to the word of God. Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, restore unto me. I said, restore unto me the joy. Hallelujah. Hey, I thank you, Lord, right now. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank God.
sometime in the Lord. I tell you what I'm going to do. He walked on me. Hey, come on. Hold it. It's written on the bottom of my shoe. I'm so tired of just saying that. Oh, you've had the mountain long.
Yes,
I'm going to raise my hands toward heaven. I'm going to save me heaven. Come on, somebody. Well, you told me I couldn't make it, and you told me not to try. Well, but I'm going to live for Jesus.
Raise make it. You told me not to cry, but listen to me, dear. I'll survive till I die. But I'm tired of the same thing. All you've had left to know, I'm gonna raise my hand to heaven. Oh, I'm gonna sing me a happy song.